You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Turning our attention to the weather forecast, Mark Russo joins us from Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois on a Monday. Mark, thanks so much for being with us. Let's start out with South America and where their crops are, what kind of conditions they've been under, and what you see for the weather forecast in the next week or so.
Well, Todd, as we've gone through here the past couple of weeks, we've gone through some of your more sensitive time frames, especially for corn with corn pollination, especially Argentina and southern Brazil over the past few weeks. And that'll likely continue for some of the later planted crop from now into the first week or so of February. For soybeans, across Argentina and southern Brazil, we're going to be entering more of the yield-sensitive pod development stage here coming up. We're up north. That's already done in areas of Mato Grosso and Goiás are starting to wind down here, and actually some early harvesting beginning to take place in Mato Grosso. The bottom line for South America is that growing conditions are very good at this time, and which is a bit different from some recent years where we had more significant issues developing in portions of South America. We've had some blips here of late in the overall pattern, and one of those blips was a turn to drier conditions in part of the northeastern sections of the belt and in some of their states like Bahia, Tocantins, Goiás, northern Minas Gerais. But that's now beginning to be solved as we've seen rain activity pick up over the past few days across those areas of Brazil. And it looks like more rain is on the way. In fact, when you look at all of Brazil, Argentina, and even Paraguay, Uruguay is included in that, overall rainfall totals from now through February the 10th, so the next 2 weeks, looks to feature near to above normal rainfall across those areas. And with that will be also a lack of any kind of extreme heat. And so that'll keep growing conditions in good shape here as we move through Feb.
So the expectations are for an excellent crop from South America in that case.
Yeah, and then focus is going to turn to with what appears to be a big crop coming out of South America is the logistics of that, and that'll be the focus, whether we get storminess across those areas being harvested, and then obviously the port situation, how active is it across those areas that could preclude overall shipping of the product out across the globe.
There was some concern early on that this crop was planted late and therefore would be harvested later. And that the second crop might come out under some really start up under some really dry conditions. I suppose the flip side of that is that this crop, if it truly remains that late, could come out under very dry conditions, which would be good for movement of the crop.
Yeah, although we would note here that any delays here is just by a few weeks, and is, well, typically as you go through the month of February, you have your heart of your soybean harvest across Mato Grosso, and then that's quickly followed up by corn planting. And the rainy season, it actually still peaks in February and into the early part of March. So we have some time here. If you get an unusual end to the rainy season and it turns drier, that would be a more significant issue. But typically, you get your safrinha corn crop there planted in adequate soil moisture, because that's the end of the rainy season. So any delays would be probably, minor in nature because they're only happening, a week or two behind normal.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois, and joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org.